What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for our monthly update from the James River Humane Society, we have board member Jay Nitschke. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time. Always appreciate getting to talk to you and talk and learn more about the James River Humane Society. We're going to highlight some cats and dogs here coming up. But first, you kind of had an update on what's going on there at the shelter. I know there's been busy with fundraising, but what else is happening there at the James River Humane Society?
Well, we're busy fixing up pens and doing maintenance work and that sort of thing that needs to get done, you know, making the pens better for the animals and for the people that work around them so that they're safer with them and doing that kind of thing. So that's been occupying quite a little bit of our time. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. A very good thing. It's important to keep that thing maintained and up to speed. And Jay, is there anything maybe if our listeners are listening, they say, hey, that's something I want to help with. Anything the shelter is looking for, donations or maybe some volunteering to help out with anything out there at the shelter?
Well, we can always use volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, they just need to call and let us know and we can set them up, do different things. If nothing else, just to walk our animals and that sort of thing. Although right now it's a little slippery out there. We keep putting ice stuff down, but it's a little slippery just because of things, you know.
Right. We want people to be careful, for sure.
So, we do want people to be careful, and we're still not open to the public totally yet.
Okay.
Either. So it's just been too much, you know, with the animals, and we just, like you say, we want to keep everybody safe, and that's our goal, is to keep people safe and keep the animals safe. And sometimes this kind of weather fluctuates so much that that's just not the easiest job to do.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So keeping that in mind, of course, Jay, we'll make sure that we talk to you about that when the shelter does open back up. But like you said, keeping the pets and keeping our volunteers safe, number one priority. Jay Nitschke again with the James River Humane Society joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We get to my favorite part when we talk, Jay, highlighting some of those dogs and cats that are looking for their forever home.
Right. And the first one I'd like to talk about I'll do the cats first. The first one I want to talk about is Crystal. Crystal is a very beautiful female gray tabby. She does fine with other cats. She's somewhere between 1 and 2 years old. She's very beautiful. She's social. She loves to play. If you've got one of those automatic lasers, she'll chase that forever in a week. she would do well in a home with kids. She's just a beautiful animal. Then we have Bodhi. Bodhi is a handsome male. He's a tuxedo cat who's between 6 and 7 years old, and he does well with other cats. He loves people. He would do well with someone who can give him plenty of lap and brushing time. He just loves to be on your lap and being brushed. He's social, playful, very nice dude. And then we have Adeline. Adeline is a beautiful female black and white cat who's 2 years old. She's social. She's beautiful. She's very independent. She is not crazy about other cats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it would be best if she's going to be the only cat in your house. She is on urinary food right now because she has some crystals in her urinary bladder, but they're not hurting her at all. And she's otherwise very, very healthy. And that hopefully will clear up soon. So,
okay. And not to be forgotten, let's move over to our canine friends over there.
Those canine friends of ours. Yep. I got three I want to focus on today. Princess is a beautiful Rottie lab mix, a female, sweet, sweet girl who absolutely can't get enough attention. She just loves attention. The more you give her, the happier she is. And then Penelope is a husky mix. She's very, very affectionate, very, very playful, and she is just gorgeous. If you like huskies at all, she's the girl for you. And then we have Franklin. He's a lab mix. He loves to play. He loves room to exercise. He loves to run after the ball and bring it back to you. Those sorts of games. He does need to have a little space to run because he just likes to run and play.
I love it. I love when we get to highlight those animals, and they would love to make someone very happy and, of course, live out the rest of their lives with a forever family. And Jay, we always appreciate the updates. If people want to talk about volunteering opportunities, want to schedule a time with your cat or dog managers to stop by,
they can call Chris at 269 2803 to volunteer as a dog with the dogs.
Okay.
And they can call Sheila at 367-6913 to volunteer with the cats.
Very good. And you guys have a wonderful website that's kind of been revamped a little bit. People can check that out too.
That's right. We've done a good job revamping our website. You can get on there. You can see the different animals. There's things you can apply for there. We're selling Coogans in the future, and I think you can even buy them on there.
Excellent. Very good. And that's JamesRiverHumaneSociety.org, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's all lowercase.
All lowercase. Got it. Oh, perfect. So whether you're looking for a new pet and you want to help out the Humane Society, or you're looking for volunteer opportunities to make a donation, you're encouraged to do that. Jay, anything else you'd like to leave us with the James River Humane Society?
Well, just a reminder that we're still having some cold weather. So when it's real cold, walk your pets carefully. Don't walk them too long. It's hard on their paws. Mm-hmm. And just think about the fact spring's coming, and then you can just run and frolic with them all you want.
We can hold on to that hope for sure. Jay, we always appreciate it. Thanks for joining us today.
And thank you for having me. You have a great day.